Have you found yourself declaring, why me? Why this? Why now? There's got to be more than this. Your story was meant for a purpose. It was not meant to define you, but rather refine you. Well, friend, whether you find yourself in the fire, walking through it, or coming out on the other side, I've been there. You're not alone, and the refiner's fire always has purpose. Let's find out what that purpose is together by uncovering the secrets of your true identity, rediscovering your worth, and embracing the freedom that's rightfully yours. My name is Rachel Rector, and this is the Freedom Diaries podcast, where you will hear untold, unbreakable stories of hope from women who have been tried by the fire and came out radiant. Now's the time to break free. Radiance awaits. Dear Diary, wow, as I sit here today, who would have thought? Me? A podcaster? No way, not me. Those stories? How am I going to share those stories? Everyone knows the smiley, happy-go-lucky Rachel, the one who lights up a room and makes everyone feel seen, the woman who puts on a face and conquers the day and tries to leave the tears at home. Only you and I know those stories that were penned so that I could release them and move on without crumbling. I can't share those deep, dark secrets and heartache I went through. Who's going to want to hear all my stories? But then, as I started slowly letting others into my deep, hard stories, I saw that someone needed to hear my story in order to not feel alone. So I am going to put on my big girl pants. No, wait. I'm going to put on my party dress, my high heels, and glitter earrings. Take my stance as the warrior and queen God has called me to be. Now is the time to shine my light into the dark places that can provide hope and a launching pad for others to find their true identity, rediscover their worth, and embrace the freedom that's rightfully theirs. A podcast? Okay, Lord, this must be because of you, because this is an area I don't know. Words? Check. I got that. Talkative? Check. Storyteller? Check. Deep connector? But podcaster? I think of a radio host when I hear that. Do I have a radio voice? Yes, I totally just dated myself there. Am I someone who a woman on the other side of her phone wants to tune into? But wait, this isn't about me, right? This is about the listener. I'm just a light bearer shedding light into the untold, unbreakable stories that others are longing to hear and say, me too, also. Freedom. That is exactly what the listener wants. She wants to no longer be bound by her past, but instead she wants to jump into the freedom of her present and future self. But what will I call this? Freedom walks? No. Freedom talks? No, that's a political podcast. Freedom journey talks? No, doesn't flow. Journey to freedom? Yeah, it's about others' journeys from the struggle or pain to the refined new self. Still not landing, though. Unbreakable. Yes, our stories shouldn't break us, but they should make us into the being we were meant to be. Everyone has a story to tell. But what is the connecting piece? Freedom. We all need freedom from something. Lost identity as a mom? Past hurt and pains from childhood? A crumbling marriage? An unfulfilling job? Abuse? Addiction, idolatry, there's so much out there. But what is it that connects us all? We need to learn how to release all of that baggage and walk into the hope and identity of our beautiful journey and calling. What else is a thread that weaves it all together? That's it. Most of those stories are untold. No more shame and blame. These stories need to be shared. We need to quit hiding our stories with you, Diary, and share them with the world. Okay, here goes nothing. Freedom Diaries, the untold, unbreakable stories of hope to unleash your true identity. I am Rachel Rector, and this is the Freedom Diaries podcast, where you will hear untold, unbreakable stories of hope from women who have been tried by the fire and came out radiant. Here is a piece of my story that led me to you, the listener. As a girl, I always dreamed of having three beautiful children, being an elementary teacher until retirement, and loving doing both. After 4 years of teaching, our daughter was born. I was so excited to finally be mom. But very quickly, my life changed. My new normal was nurse, change your diaper, get 10 to 20-ish minutes of sleep or a break, and repeat. I loved waking up to her every morning and seeing all of her new milestones. After 3 quick months of maternity leave, I returned to my dream job. I enjoyed working with my students, but daily I worried about my daughter at daycare. I was raising other people's children while I felt like I missed out on my own child's life. Fast forward a year, I left my teaching career to become a stay-at-home mom. All summer, I got the joy of being the one who my daughter woke up to, discovering the outdoors together, and best of all, witnessing everything firsthand. I love soaking it all in, but I felt void inside. I missed adult conversations and felt alone, even when my husband was present. I was wrestling with the loss of titles, relationships, and identity. Even though I struggled internally, I kept it to myself because I felt like I shouldn't feel this way. I hid behind my smile when others were around because I didn't want to look ungrateful. We decided since I was home, it was time to add to our family. Baby number 2, a boy, came the following spring. From day 1, his big smile melted my heart, and he was different from his sister personality-wise. 3 years later, baby number 3 came, and he was a very easy, smiley baby and my shadow. 5 years into my motherhood, I remember vividly one day nursing my 3rd child, being in extreme pain, and my older 2 children acting out all day. My husband got home and I quickly handed him the baby and ran to our back deck. As the breeze hit my face, I breathed in a deep breath and thought the very words I posed in my podcast intro, why this? Why me? There has got to be more to life than this. Changing diapers, preparing and serving meals, breaking up sibling squabbles, picking up toys, and taking care of 3 very needy little people. As I contemplated my current life and everything that led up to it, I wondered, should I run away from all this and just start fresh? Just make a clean break for it. This isn't what I signed up for. The kids will be better off without this grumpy, burnt out, overwhelmed mom who continues to get sick after baby number 3. It was in that very moment that I discovered my smile, positive attitude, and light was starting to dwindle. I stayed on that step and looked over the horizon. The breeze continued to rush over my body and remind me that I was still breathing and alive. The Nebraska sun began to set and remind me that this day was coming to an end, but another day would come. The Lord reminded me that this is what I prayed for. I prayed to be a mama and to stay home with my children. However, I had given up everything else and made an idol of my children by being just a mom and trying to do it all perfectly. I then thought of each sweet face that God had gifted me with. Their individual personalities, their laughs and giggles that could fill a room, their giant little hugs and their sweet, precious kisses. I was doing well to raise them, but this season of life was hard. No, I did not want to run away from it all. I needed to find something else that made me uniquely me. I watched the sunset and the darkness overtake my surroundings. Then I slowly picked myself up off the deck stairs and sauntered back into my house and my life. 2 years later, baby number 4 came, another boy, and we lived in the nightmare of the NICU. But that's another story for another day. He was and still is our joy-filled boy. However, with the addition of each child, my responsibilities as a mom grew, but I felt other identities and gifts I had been given that brought me joy took a back burner to mom. 7 years into my motherhood, my husband and I were no longer lovers, but we were ships sailing opposite directions in the night, wiping butts, wiping noses, and bandaging boo-boos. But husband and wife? gazing into each other's eyes and going on date nights were definitely a thing of the past. Barely getting a few uninterrupted words and time together would be a miracle. I was experiencing overwhelm and burnout on top of our marriage was crumbling. Insert 2020. Enough said. We found a highly recommended marriage counselor. Through our sessions, I learned a lot about my husband and us as a couple, but my eyes were open to the unspoken expectations and high standards I placed on everyone, including myself. I expected myself to give and be 100% in everything simultaneously. In addition, I assumed my husband should know everything I needed, serve me, love me, complete me, and we would ride off into the sunset like the romantic movies I love to watch. Insert eye roll, and that's not the truth, Rachel. Yes, I know that now. Fast forward to year 2022. I attended a virtual summit for moms. The first speaker shared that my identity isn't in my roles. This sentence swirled around in my head for weeks. The second speaker was author and inspirational speaker Tamara Andress. As she shared about her life, it felt as though she had been a fly on the wall during my past years. I caught myself saying, yes, and me too. I took in all that she had went through and how she came out refined on the other side. The question that continued to linger after this summit, though, was, who am I? I am more than a mom, but I had lost all contact with any other part of me. Months went by, and as the world began to open up again, I learned that Tamara was going to be at an event only 2 hours away from where we lived. I drove myself to the event and felt very alone, walking into the building as I knew no one. However, I was craving connection and the what more that I couldn't find. The event started off with all of us women forming a giant circle and each of us declaring in the center of this circle an I am blank statement of who we felt we were. Other than mom and worthy, which another mom had already chose, I could not come up with what described me. I had tears welling up inside of me as the others ladies went because the crashing realization hit me. I lost my way in this journey as a mom and felt very lost in who I was anymore. When it got to my turn, I choked back tears and declared the very first thing that came to mind. I am his, meaning Jesus. They then flipped it around and we went around the circle declaring to the person standing right next to us, you are blank, and everyone repeating, we are blank. The lady next to me declared over me, you are strong. More tears welled up in me as I knew that was the truth. But in that moment, I felt so weak. Over the course of the next 2 days, I discovered there was so much purpose inside of me and I had a story to share. The biggest thing I learned is that our life has a great purpose. Our story was meant for purpose. It was not meant to define us, but rather refine us. I learned during that two-day event that I had a gift of writing, a gift that I had never tapped into. During that time, I made a list of stories that I had to tell. Stories of heartache, sweat and tears, and pain that could suffocate a person. However, it didn't suffocate me. It formed me into the very person I was meant to be, a warrior and a survivor on the other side. I walked away from the B event with a new passion in my heart and a new revelation. We mamas need to pursue our passions and joy that was placed inside of us while we are also mothering. It not only blesses our children to learn that our world isn't all about them, but it also helps others who are waiting for and needing our help. What story do I share next? Where do I start? What am I ready to share with the world? My daughter's story about being bullied is where God wanted me to start. This refining fire my daughter and I experienced is what catapulted me into one of the callings, author and writer. As I sit here talking to you, my book, Behind the Hidden Doors, Bullying, hope, and identity is completely written and in the second round of editing. Whenever I sat down to write that book, I had a passion light up inside of me. A smile would come across my face, and my fingers would type faster than I had ever seen. It was a complete healing journey for me as I penned the words, and the joy I felt as I knew this book would be the breath of fresh air and the all-encompassing hope that many children, mothers, and family need in their journey to healing as a bullying survivor. I am a mama who has been through the heartache of worrying my daughter would take her life due to the mean words that peers spoke over her and the physical and emotional bullying that she endured. I felt so alone in my journey, and I drudged through the pain to try to figure out the next steps to take for our daughter and family. Behind the hidden doors, bullying, hope, and identity is the bridge for other mamas walking the same path. This book is a resource and guidebook for parents, especially mamas, to find hope for the days ahead. The chapters in this book lay out the next action steps to take in helping a child find hope and identity again on the other side of bullying. In addition, it is intertwined with my daughter's stories of being bullied and the healing journey I took as the mama. Ultimately, it will help the child being bullied and her family feel seen, heard, and valued as they navigate the healing journey they have embarked on to find hope and identity as a survivor, not a victim. Well, there it is, my diary entry of April 25th, 2024. Next, we will open the locked diaries of other women, moms, survivors, Hannahs, Esthers, Deborahs, and Ruth, who journeyed through the fires and came out free on the other side, ready to shine their light into the once hidden places that kept them trapped in their old identity and feeling helpless. Be sure to follow this show so that you can get a fresh diary entry that will lift you up and send you running to what is next for you with complete confidence. If you are a mama feeling alone like I did when I walked into the room full of women, I would love to connect and hear your unlocked diary story. You can find me at beautifuljoyrachel.com. Until next time, signing off, Rachel Rector.